Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. Two planes that circled the camp yesterday have dropped all sorts of food, powdered milk, cheese, boiled sweets, powdered egg, and in quite large quantities. Sealed Dixies containing 24 hours ration for one person were dropped too. It's the most wonderful feeling not to be empty all the time, to be able to have a snack when you like, and no one has to go without for you to have it. The Japs, not to be outdone, gave us yards of thin material cut into lengths. Awful-looking stuff.
I really can't see myself draped in this stuff. Can you, Val?
Well, frankly, no. It's shocking colors. Look at this bit.
Much too Tamil pink for me.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Hey, I wonder if we could talk the natives into swapping eggs for it.
We could try, Jeff. Some of the others are bartering the Jap shirts and shorts for fruit and things.
I know, it's most confusing. The natives look so smart now, you can't tell who's who till you get up close. We're all the same colour.
Yes, but why get rid of the shorts and shirts?
Well, too hard to get clean. Great heavy things. They nearly kill you trying to wash them.
Oh, well, I'm stuck with mine. They're all I've got. Jess, what's happened to the old black-bottom shorts that Wynn made you out of the nun's gown?
I swapped them for 5 duck's eggs.
Well, who on earth would want them? They were just held together by willpower.
Well, one of the natives had his eye on them for a couple of days, and yesterday he tempted me with 5 huge duck eggs, and I just couldn't resist them.
But, Jess, you were wearing them yesterday.
I know. I told him to wait while I dashed in here and removed them. Shorty took them out and got the eggs.
Really? These natives should pull themselves together, taking the clothes off your back. You know, it's a bit much.
What are you making, Jeff? A frock.
Oh, that's not the same one Jean Ashton was helping you with, is it?
It is.
I thought that one was ready for wear.
Well, it will be soon, I hope. Oh, it takes out hours sewing with a rusty needle and drawn threads. Well, it's going to look very smart, don't you think?
It's a little bit hard to tell, dear. At the moment, it looks like a rather grubby bag.
You wretch, it is not grubby.
You shouldn't be trying to sew in this light, Jeff. You'll blind yourself. It's nearly dark.
Oh, goodness, I'm wet.
Oh, what happened, Grantley? Did you fall in the creek?
Oh, no, it's raining cats and dogs.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Oh, what heaven it is to have a towel to dry off with instead of waiting till you get dried and you feel all clammy then.
Come on, Sister Davis, you'll get dressed.
Hey, Grantley, don't drip all over my new dress.
Oh, sorry, Jeff.
Oh, dear, I'm soaked through.
Oh, here you are, Sister James. Here's your towel.
Oh, thank you, Sister.
Oh, this place gets like a bog in a few minutes when it rains. Oh, well, you look at the mud.
Well, I think you walk through all the worst bits, like the kids do, dear.
Who wants a game of cards or mahjong?
Oh, it's too dark, Jess.
Oh, you see by Jeff's lamp.
Not me. I'm hitting the hay.
Oh, What about you, Viv?
Oh, I'm going to bed, too. I'm terribly sleepy.
You'll have to play patience, Jess.
Oh, you're a dreary lot of girls.
Well, here is the piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Read the Melbourne Theatre ads.
Oh, move up, Blanche. You're over the line.
Oh, I'm not.
Then you're getting fat. You'll have to stop eating all those eggs and chicken.
I got a duck today for some of that jack material.
Blanche, you'll have me out the door in a minute. Blanche!
It's no good, Val. She's lying on her good ear.
The rain's stopping a bit. Jeff?
Yes, Viv?
It looks as if we may make it to London, doesn't it?
Mm.
Perhaps we'd better write in book rooms. Might be crowded out for the season.
Oh, I can just see it. The snow falling. London bobbies in the same kind of helmets they wear in Melbourne. The trees all green and feathery.
Not if there's snow, fathead.
Oh, well. The buses, the lights, and the shops.
Hey, Viv, I thought you wanted to go to sleep.
Oh, sorry, I was dreaming out loud.
We were all dreaming, I think, with that shiver that comes when dreams are about to come true. It couldn't be long now before we were taken out of this place. I lay wondering how we would go, and where to first. If only we could clear the rubber trees around the camp, one of those huge, lovely planes could swoop down and pick us all up. They looked big enough to take the whole camp in one go. How long would it take to fly right home from here? Half asleep, I was trying to work it out, when I heard the voice.
Miss James! Are you awake, Miss James?
Who's that?
Could I speak to Miss James?
What's the matter?
I want to speak to Miss James for a moment.
Sister James? Yes? Someone wants to speak to you.
What this hour? Oh, who can want me? I was just dropping off to sleep.
It's Mrs. Hinch.
Well, I'd better speak to her. Where is she?
Just outside.
Has it stopped raining, Val?
Oh, yes.
But it's as dark as pitch.
Oh, hey, what's all the fuss?
Oh, somebody wanted to talk to Sister Jay.
Oh, good heavens. What's the time, Jess?
Oh, about 9:30.
Can't see properly.
Shh.
What's the matter, Val?
I want to hear.
Well, I hope it's nothing about one of our girls up on the hill.
Oh, there'd be nothing that couldn't wait until the morning, surely.
Unless one of them is ill. Really ill, I mean.
Can you hear, Val?
Oh, not if you keep chattering.
Yeah, it's probably nothing to do with us anyway. I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah, Blanche's the one.
Sleeping through it all.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, good night, Jess.
Hey!
Well? What, Val?
Girls, I think she said we're going home tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow?
Are you sure?
Val, are you sure? I think that's what Mrs. Hinch said.
Wake Blanche up.
Blanche, wake up. We're going home.
What? Oh, where are we? What's going on?
We think we're going home tomorrow.
Oh, good. Well, tell me in the morning.
Well.
What? What did you say, Val?
That's more like it.
I wonder how we'll go.
I was thinking about that going to sleep. You know, if we could clear a landing ground.
Here comes Sister James.
Thank you, Mrs.
Is anyone awake?
Yes,
we all are.
Yes, Sister James.
We're to be ready to leave camp at 4 a.m.
Oh, you mean really leave? For good?
Yes, sister. We will be flown out of Sumatra to Singapore.
How? I mean, where will we get a plane?
Well, we'll be taken from here to Lobot Lingau by truck. Each one can only take one change of clothing, a blanket, and a pillow each.
A blanket? What blanket?
But what happened, Sister James? How did Mrs. Hinch know?
The two Dutch paratroops have come into camp. Apparently an RAAF man and another Australian, a war correspondent, got in touch with them. They've been looking for us for nearly 2 weeks.
Is the plane at Lobot Lingau?
No, at the hut. We go there by train. Now try and get some sleep. It's a long day ahead of us. I'm going to make sure the others have all the details.
Oh, get some sleep! I don't think I'll ever be able to sleep again. I'm so excited.
Did you ever hear anything so calm? We're to be ready to leave camp at 4 a.m.
Just as if she said that sort of thing to us every day of our lives.
Well, I'm going to start a fire. This calls for coffee.
I wonder who'll drive the trucks. Do you think the Dutchman?
Oh, what's it matter, Viv, as long as someone does.
All right.
Just that
but I'd like to be sure of arriving in one piece. And you know those Jap drivers.
Oh, they can't drive fast enough for me this trip.
Get some bigger wood, Val. There's plenty of small stuff here.
Hey, I think we should have a farewell party.
Oh, yes. Let's ask the nuns next door to come and have coffee with us, eh?
I'll bet the others are waking the rest of the camp by now. Just think, this time tomorrow.
Now, which change of clothes are we taking?
Oh, gosh, I'm not taking any. I'm leaving in my uniform. Patch and all.
Oh, yes, me too.
Oh, I suppose I'll have to leave the dress I was making.
Oh, well,
it'll break my heart.
Well, don't forget your diary, Jeff. Well, break that bit, Val.
Oh, good.
Well, who's going in to ask the sisters to come and have coffee?
I will. Oh, not yet. Wait until we get the fire going and the water hot.
Oh, I say, why don't we give everyone to eat?
Boiled sweets. I'm going to start to pack.
I don't know what to do first. I'm running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
You better sit down, old thing. You're as white as a sheet.
I couldn't be.
Well, you're a very odd colour.
I say, can I have the light over here? I can't see what I'm doing. I'll end up by taking the mosquito net, leaving the most important belongings behind.
Oh, there, that should catch. Won't be long now, girls.
Oh, will you look at the fire they've built, Jimmy? You could roast an ox in it.
How on earth did you manage such a blazing little stove, Blanche?
Simple. I just don't care if the whole lot burns down now we're going. Shall we fry some rice?
Well, why not? Let's be devils. There's some tinned meat, too.
We'll use all the sugar in one fell swoop. We haven't got to save any for after.
I'm putting all the things I can't take in a heap over here. Do you know, they might be useful to somebody.
Well, who? There won't be anyone left tomorrow.
Oh, the whole camp won't be going tomorrow, will they? I thought it was just us.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, I suppose we will go out in relays.
Well, the Dutch will get their own people out, surely.
What about the British?
Oh, golly, there's so much to be thought of. It's awfully confusing.
Oh, Blanche, quick, the water's boiling over.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's funny how a small crisis brings you back to earth. Look, I'll go and ask the sisters if they'll come and join us.
For the first time, Hut 13 looked warm and bright. Even friendly. The firelight and excitement made everyone's eyes sparkle. The same thought kept jiggling through our minds. This time tomorrow, we didn't quite know where we would be, but it would be out of this hellhole. And that's all that really mattered to us. Viv had gone to ask the Charitas nuns from the hut next door to come and join us in a farewell party. Val was cooking rice crust and making it look like toast. Jess was sorting and resorting her things, putting something on the pile to stay and then deciding she couldn't do without it. Blanche was stoking the fire till the flames leapt. And I suddenly remembered something.
If you want to know who we are, bum bum diddly um bum bum bum, we are prisoners of Japan. Bum, bum,
oh
bum,
no,
bum,
we're not. Oh, good heavens!
Well, what's the matter, Jeff?
Ioli.
Ioli.
She's in hospital. She won't know what's happened. Oh. She'll be left behind.
Good heavens! I'd forgotten she was there.
I'll have to go and get her. Now, don't eat anything till we get back.
Well, don't be long.
If you want to know who we are, bum bum diddly um bum bum bum. We're not prisoners of Japan.
Helen. Helen. I'm sure Helen's on duty. Helen.
Who's that?
It's me, Betty Jeffrey.
What is it? What do you want?
Helen, I've got to see Ioli Harper. We're going...
See one of my patients?
Yes, you see...
At this hour of the night? Certainly not.
But Helen...
I don't know what's come over you, Sister Jeff. Everyone settled down for the night. They're all asleep. You can talk to Ioli in the morning.
But Helen, listen. We're flying to Singapore tonight.
You're doing what?
Flying to Singapore. We have to get ready.
No, Jeff, is that reasonable? You must have malaria coming on you. You're delirious.
I'm not. It's true. Word came through at about 9 tonight that we leave for Lobok Lingau at 4 a.m.
Well, there you are. You say just now that it was Singapore.
We go there first, then to Lahat, then fly to Singapore. And we can't leave Ioli. You've got to let me take her out.
Well, you can go through and speak to her, but don't you dare waken the other patients.
I won't. Thank you, Helen.
Flying for Singapore, indeed. What next?
Ioli. Ioli. Ioli, wake up. We're going home, Ioli. Oh, granted, I can't get to her without waking everyone. Packed like sardines. Ioli, wake up. Oh, what will I do? If I could only get at her to shake her. Ioli. Oh, what's the matter with her? Why does she want to go to sleep at a time like this? Maybe if I pull her feet. Ioli, for goodness sake, wake up.
Oh,
poor kid, I suppose that hurt her hip. Better ask Helen to help. Helen? Oh, now, where's she gone? Helen?
Well, did you wake her?
No, I can't without waking the people on either side of her. I wondered if you'd help me.
Now, look here, you've had your little game. Why not leave it till the morning? Can't let you disturb the whole place like this.
But, Helen, it's true. We are leaving.
No, Jeff. You go back to your hut and lie down. You'll feel better in the morning.
Look, I know it sounds fantastic, but it's true. Look, when I get Sister James, she'll tell you.
Does Sister James know about this?
Of course, Helen. We're all to go. All the Australians, anyway. I don't know about the rest.
Well, all right. I'll help you get Ioli out of here. But if you're not gone in the morning...
Oh, thanks, Helen. Now, if we can just get her awake, I'll get her over to the hut. At last we got Ioli awake, and she staggered back to the hut with me. She was nearly as unbelieving as Helen. Half an hour later, the whole hospital was lighted up, and everybody was awake and excited about our departure. We were going to take some of the sickest British patients with us. When we got back to the hut, the Charitas nuns had arrived from next door. They'd all been in bed on the floor for hours, but they came in at our very special request, and all in their nightgowns, bless them. They sang a Dutch song to us, wishing us all the very best, and long may we live in glory. And we sang to them.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot all the days of old lang syne?
Sister James is wanted on the phone.
Val, you're joking.
What phone? Where?
At the guardhouse. Well, where is Sister James?
Oh, she went out a minute ago.
Oh, well, I'll find her.
A phone? Here?
It does sound ridiculous. Way out here in the rubber.
We better tidy up the hut.
Do you know it's after 10 o'clock? This is the latest night we've had for years.
What about giving the remainder of our Jap shorts and shirts to those two Australians, Mr. Wooten and Mr., what's his name?
Yes, if we see them. They can have my boots, too.
I bet they'll be over to see us off.
May I come in?
Oh, who's that?
Oh, it's Mrs. Brookhouse. Come in. Mrs. Have you heard the good news?
Yum, in God. Is it not wonderful? When is it that you leave us?
Oh, well, now, let's see. About 5 3/4 hours from now.
So? I'm so happy for you. But a little sad, too.
Oh, why sad, Mrs. Brookhouse?
Well, I shall miss you, all of you. It's hard to say goodbye to one's friends, even from such a place as this.
I thought it would be so easy to walk out of here and to leave it all behind, not even to glance back. But it's not. Damned hard.
Yeah. That is because you have left a little piece of yourselves in their hearts. And for this, I must thank you. Always will I have it to remember and draw from. The strength you have shown. It is a very great thing that you leave with us. For those whose hearts were full of fear and thought only for themselves, I cannot speak. But for those whose hearts were empty, I say thank you and thank you. We will not forget. Well, now that is said, and it is what how you say it, I let off steam. Yeah. Will I help you get ready for your journey?
If you could lend me a blanket.
What about these rubber boots, Jeff? Do you want to wear them?
No, they're split.
Japanese rubbish.
Oh, look, it's a pair of leather boots you could have, Jeff.
Oh, take those.
I suppose I'd better wear something on my feet, but they're so heavy.
Well, I'll leave them here, and you can have them if you want them.
Mrs. Brookhouse.
Yes, Sister Val.
There are some boiled sweets here. Would you give them to Yofi and Hank and the kids?
Oh, sweets. Oh, but will you not need them? You will want to eat on journey.
Well, this trip will be fed and looked after. We'll have plenty.
Did you hear what Sister James was wanted on the phone for, Val?
Oh, yes, yes. It was Flying Officer Brown. He wanted to check that we had everything straight about getting out.
I did not know there was telephone in this place.
Hey, Jeff, what about Rue Britannia?
Oh, she'll have to stay. Anyone that needs a good old knit can have it.
Who sat on my uniform? I had it all smoothed out, and now look at it.
Never mind, Blanche. It'll look worse than that by the time we get there.
Has anybody seen my collar? I left it on my bedside.
I said, look, Sister Jeff.
Where's my mahjong set, my little one?
Here on the table, Jeff.
Well, for goodness sake, don't let me go without that.
I'm getting hungry again. What about some coffee?
We'll have to build a fire, huh?
And then fetch some wool.
The hut was like a beehive, everyone rushing about packing and sorting belongings, dashing off to say farewells, and generally running around in circles. At 1 a.m., we had breakfast and more coffee. And then the rain came down with a vengeance. Visibility nil. At 4:30 a.m., we set out in the pitch darkness and pouring rain, through mud and pools, in and out of drains, stumbling and sliding. I had the heavy military boots on. They were so heavy that I found myself floundering further and further behind the others.
Come on, Jeff, you'll be left in the dark.
We're nearly in the dark now. That lantern isn't much help.
It's something to follow. Well, here's the concrete drain. Don't fall in.
Wait for me. I can't keep up. My boots are too heavy.
Can you get over it, Ioli?
I'd like to.
Hey, wait!
I just went across it. No trouble.
Oh, I'll never get across by myself. I can hardly lift these boots to walk. Oh, they're leaving me. Well, don't panic. If I sit on this side and put my feet in. Oh. Now, if I can sit on the other side and hold my legs out.
No, I can't make it.
Where are they? Hey! Help! Where are they? I can't see the lantern. You can't leave me here. Ioli! No! Help me!
Who's calling?
Me! I can't get out of the drain!
What's the matter, Belle? Jim's stuck in the drain. I'm going back for her.
Wait a bit. I'll
borrow
the lantern.
Hang on, Jeff. We're coming.
When my two dear friends got back to me, they stood looking down at me and roared with laughter. When they hauled me out, we slithered and sloshed our way to the guardhouse on top of the hill, out the gates to the waiting trucks that would take us on the first part of our journey home.
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.